Welcome to San Pedro Gonzalez City, a town of babes, casinos, and a sexy sprinkle of corruption. The police force is ripe with bribes. Even the commissioner is in El Chavo's pocket. The two cops are cleaning up the city two fists at a time. Starring Adam Don Fitzelby. All right, you gringo son of a bitch, you got me. Take me in.
Oh, we're not done here. Put your mouth on the barrel.
And Benjamino MCO. Drinks on me, girls. Bottoms up.
Hey, Adam.
I'd like to thank the Academy for the award.
Adam? Adam.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Jesus, man.
Come on.
What are you doing?
We got business to attend to, my friend.
Oh, God, how long have I been out?
4.5 months.
Oh, shit.
Been a while. But you woke up for perfect timing. Season 2.
It's here.
It's backed by unpopular demand. There's been riots on the street, senators calling up asking us not to do it. Screw them.
We're doing it anyway. Shit, yeah.
Here we go.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, bloody hell. Let's kick things off. Oscars... The ceremony is taking place as we are recording this, guys.
That's right. In fact, there's only a few awards left, including Best Picture and Best Actor.
Yeah.
So possibly by the end of this, we'll actually know.
The big ones, that's right. Yeah, well, we're going to dive into all the controversy surrounding this year's ceremony. But first, I think we might throw it over to our American correspondent live at the ceremony.
That's right.
Billy Bo Cash.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Billy Bo, can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear, boys. Woo!
Okay, that's good to hear. So, we're just talking about the Oscars. How's it going? What's the atmosphere like over there?
Oh, boys, I took a bit of a detour. I'm at the Neenah, Wisconsin Town Hall for the Nickels and Dime Collectors Annual Meet and Greet.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, we were just talking about who the lead Oscar is going to go to. We were either thinking, I was thinking it could have been Fassbender for Steve Jobs. And Adam, who were you thinking of? It was DiCaprio, wasn't it?
DiCaprio in The Revenant would be my pick.
Okay, okay. Well, we'll agree to disagree. But Billy Bo, what's your prediction? Who do you think?
I would have to say, boys, that Will Smith in Confectionery would be my pick for this year's lead best actor.
Oh, well, actually, Adam was bringing this up before, that haven't you heard the scandal about there's no black actors being nominated for Oscars in this time of year?
Well, the keynote speaker at this convention where I'm at now, Chumming Tate, the big actor who was in White House, Roll Over the Floor, and, what was that other big one? Magic Marbles. He was going to address that discriminatory fact for this year's Oscars, which I think is outrageous.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. So what have you got planned afterwards? Are you going to sort of talk to some stars about their reactions, or what do you think?
Well, if I can make it to L.A. in my state, girl, truth be told, I've had a couple of fingers of sherry's up the wazoo, and I think I'm going to head down to the old Presbyterian church on Main Street and give a one-man rendition of Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, okay, we've got you. Well, thanks very much, Billy Bo Cash. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Billy Bo.
Thanks, boys.
Oh, you're out of line, officers. I'm a senator. You come into my house at 4 a.m. stinking of booze and pussy?
Cut the crap, Senator. We know your plan of putting cocaine in the city's water supply to increase demand with El Chavo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Relax, Senator. I don't leave bruises.
All right. I'll tell you.
Why do they always crumble and ruin their careers after just one punch?
That or a dick pic.
Okay, detectives, I'll tell you. There's one flaw in El Chavo's master plan.
Yeah?
One blind spot that you failed to see.
What is it?
One crucial point he's forgotten to notice.
Oh, come on,
this
Senator!
This catalyst that can topple his whole empire of heroin and overpriced confectioner.
I swear to Christ, if you don't...
What you've been missing is...
detectives, watch how you go.
El Chavo, how long have you been hiding in that giant teddy bear?
4 days.
So thank you again to our correspondent, Billy Bo Cash. He didn't make it to the Oscars, but
sadly.
He looks like that he was enjoying himself. But to get on to the bigger picture, and we were We were talking about the lack of diversity in the Oscars and whether we think that it's a sort of valid argument that that the people do bring up this point. But I think it's not as much the fact that they, in my opinion, that they that there are no nominations. It's just the whole field. For example, the majority of screenwriters in Hollywood are, you know, 50 or 60 year old white guys.
White men, yeah.
So how are they going to try and get into the zone and sort of method script write for 20 year old black men to star in their own films?
The outcry was so, like, the pressure on the Oscars board would have been immense, because you had big African American personalities like Denzel Washington.
All boycotting the Oscars.
Blatantly boycotting it. But Chris Rock hosting the Oscars.
That's right.
Which
seem like a bit of a cop-out. I'm not sure. Do they know that he was going to be hosting the Oscars
before this all happened?
It could seem like, you know, they're just trying to sort of pick up the pieces and remend that relationship. If you're always like, okay, we're going to have to solve something, let's bring a black comedian in there.
Yeah, that could be the case. But, I mean, with all of this controversy aside, there have been some really good films released over the past 12 months.
Yeah, so we've thought about some of the favourite films that we've seen in 2015 and the start of 2016. What would you say is your top couple?
Oh, well, Mad Max. That is, for anyone who's watched or is watching the ceremony, it's reeling in the awards.
Yeah,
it had so many effects. Yeah, for visual effects, understandably so, because it was an amazing film to watch and experience.
After I watched it, and some of my friends said if I did like it, I said, if you want to see a blind man shoot two machine guns at an oil tanker, then you should watch Mad Max.
Definitely. Another film up there for me would have to be The Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
I don't think it got many nominations at all this year. Maybe for screenwriting. Maybe for original score, perhaps.
I thought that he was good, but I don't think that he was up there with the standards of his last sort of few films, because it was slow paced and the dialogue was quite enticing and intriguing, because it sort of is a 2.5 hour Cluedo mystery of who are the killers or the killer.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the climax lived up to the expectation of that long film.
That's right.
Enjoyed it, but you were saying to me a few days ago that you got to see a Q&A with some of the notable sort of actors and
people behind the film. I was lucky enough to attend the special advanced screening of The Hateful Eight in 70mm.
Yeah, Billie Bo Cash was supposed to go, but she got caught in a country town at a peach and punch alcohol convention.
Yeah, which of course, you know, that he wasn't going to miss. So I took his place. I went to the event, and it was a blast. It was absolutely amazing. Quentin Tarantino, Kurt Russell, and Samuel Jackson made an appearance. And believe it or not, I was lucky enough to actually ask Kurt Russell a question, as my Facebook friends might be aware of. I milked that for all it was worth.
And rightly so. My favourite horror film is The Thing. It's the most unbelievable horror I've ever seen in my life.
And a fun fact about The Thing, for anyone who's familiar with it, or I thoroughly recommend you seeing it, but the gentleman who scored The Hateful Eight also scored The Thing.
The more you know.
The more you know, indeed.
I had no idea. So, what did you ask him anyway?
I asked him whether the 70mm format added any more pressure to him as an actor to deliver a perfect take.
Yeah. Okay.
Each and every take.
That's brilliant. Well, a couple of the films that I loved. Well, I'm mainly going to just say one, and that was Youth, which didn't get enough raps as I think that it deserved. It was starring Harvey Keitel and Michael Caine and also Paul Dano. And it was about two retired, one was a screenwriter and one was a musician, a maestro. And they're getting to the end of their lives and they're looking back on their proud moments or their regrets. And it's just, I don't know, sentimental is a bad word, but it is quite sappy and emotional because, you know, they look back on all the beautiful things that they've experienced together as friends of 50 years, but also it's quite heartbreaking as well. Okay. So I highly recommend it.
Yeah, that reminds me of The Bucket List with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson. Yeah, similar sort of...
It's 10 times better. Bucket List is quite sappy in my opinion.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Yeah, but this is... It's amazing, so I do recommend.
Cool. All right, well, we're going to check on any updates and be right back.
From director Alejandro Iñárritu, nominated for a dozen Academy Awards, including Best Animal Oscar-leading character in The Bear. It broke the record for most screams in a film, including highest pitch scream, lowest pitch scream, and longest scream ever on the screen.
Why don't you die?
Nominated for the most spits in any one scene.
I kill you, boy. I killed him.
Starring Leon Oscar Decap.
Christ, he's alive!
I'm not going anywhere till I get my fucking Oscar. And T-Train Hardy.
We ain't doing no pussy pelts, boys. We getting double pelts, triple pelts, quadruple pelts.
The Revenant.
Oscar! So yes, Ben, the results are in. A couple of ones to point out. The Hateful Eight winning the best original score.
Yep, Brie Larson just won for The Room. I haven't seen it, but apparently it's a brilliant film.
Yeah.
Although I think that Alicia Vikander, who's an upcoming star, is amazing.
Yeah.
One of my favorite films the last couple of years is a World War I biopic called A Testament of Youth, which is about a pacifist called Vera Brittain. So I wish that she won, but apparently Brie Larson was also splendid.
Yeah. And I, of course, for the big centerpiece of the night. Yep,
the lead actor award.
Yeah, look, we all knew it was going to be Leo. It was getting a bit touch and go there for a little while, but I think you could just see from the expression on his face, anyone who's seen the footage, you know, he's
sweating up a storm.
Yeah, the tears.
Shrieking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still got some shouts left after The Revenant, apparently.
Yeah, that's it. But he'll be partying.
Yeah.
Next couple of weeks.
But the biggest award that he deserves is longest shout in film history.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm impressed.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, that is pretty much it for us. Smooth Speak Season 2, Episode 1. But we really hope you enjoyed it. And enjoy. Thanks, guys.
See you, guys.